So what an amazing story that St. Luke tells us in this part of the gospel. So this comes from Luke chapter 5. So we're still at the beginning of Luke's gospel, where we still don't know everything about Jesus. He's still slowly revealing himself to us. And little by little, we're getting to know more and more about him. And then we have this encounter between Jesus and Simon on the side of the lake in the fishing boat. And what had Simon been doing all night? He was fishing. And how successful was he? Not at all. He didn't catch anything. It was in that moment when Christ walked to him and began this conversation. And so how can we think about that for our own lives? What does that mean for us? For some of us, we're just getting to know Jesus. We don't know anything about him just yet. And so just like in the gospel, he slowly reveals himself to the people at the time, he slowly reveals himself to each one of us. And so maybe you're new to the school, or you're kind of just getting to understand about faith and religion. That's okay. Just like Jesus came to Simon, Jesus comes to each one of us. He comes to each one of you so that he can show you who he is. And he came to Simon in a moment of failure. He had gone out to try to fish. That was his job. And he caught nothing. Sometimes we fail in life. Sometimes we don't do as well on our tests. Sometimes we get in a fight with our best friend. Sometimes we're mad at our parents. Sometimes we try to play a sport. We go out for a team and we don't make the cut, or we don't do as well as we'd like to on the field. Something happens to us sometimes and we feel like a failure, like we're not good enough. That's when Christ comes to us so many times, so often. When we feel low, when we feel unworthy, when we feel unloved, is when Christ comes to us. This is very important, especially as we get older, as we get into middle school, when we go towards high school, when there's going to be those moments in your life where you think nothing is good, nothing works, and you want to give up, especially give up on the faith. That's when Christ comes closest to you. Go back to Luke chapter 5 in those moments, and allow this encounter with Simon to be the encounter he has with you. And what does he do? He gets into the boat. He says, "Hey, Simon, can you push out a little bit?" He kind of entered into a conversation, building trust, building confidence, so that Simon would be able to listen to him. And then Jesus started teaching. And after Jesus was teaching, he told Simon, "Go out into the deep." First, he asked, "Can you put us out a little bit?" And then he didn't ask, he told him. So there's going to be a moment in our lives when Jesus asks something from us, when he demands something from us. And at one point, it's going to be your vocation in life. Will you become a priest for you young men? Will you enter a religious life? Will you enter into a holy marriage and sanctify the world through your family? There's going to be these big moments when Christ demands something from you. But every day, Christ is asking you to put out into the deep. When he's asking you not to be selfish. When he's asking you to be polite and generous with your time. When he's asking you to be nice to that person who gets on your nerves. And to be respectful and obedient to your parents and to your teachers. Those are the moments when Christ is talking to you just the same way he talked to Simon. And so he wants you to listen to him. And then what happened? He had the biggest catch of his life. Both boats they had were full, overflowing with fish to the point where they almost were sinking in the water. Jesus supplied everything he ever wanted. And then Jesus said, "Give it all up and follow me." We have so many opportunities to be successful in this world. So many things that we can be good at. We can have so many things in our life where we think we've made it. We think we don't need anything else, that we're satisfied with everything that we have. And Jesus might tell you, "Let go of that and come follow me." Because your heart desires to be with Jesus. Your life is made to be in a relationship with him. And everything that you have, everything that you do is geared towards that. It's pointing you towards that. And so have your hearts open to when Christ comes to you and invites you into this relationship. Pray for the grace and the courage. It takes courage to say yes to Jesus. Maybe your friends aren't saying yes. Maybe you don't have the best life. Christ is coming to you and inviting you. Then to go back just a little bit in that story, when Peter saw how amazing Jesus was, he didn't feel worthy. What did he do? He fell down on his knees and said, "Go away, Jesus. Get away from me. I don't want to be around you. I'm not good enough for you." Again, there's times in our life where we don't feel like we're good enough. But what did Jesus do? He said, "Get up, Peter. That's nonsense. Quit talking like that. It's not about how good you are. It's about how much I love you." And every time that we encounter Jesus, every time that he encounters us, it's an encounter of love. This is a beautiful story at the beginning of Luke's gospel as he continues to reveal himself to the people at that time. We're still at the beginning of our school year. Allow these days, these weeks, these months at Palmer Catholic to be an encounter with the revelation of Jesus. Ask him to show you who he is. Ask him to reveal his love to you. So that in those moments of failure, in those moments when you think you're not good enough, he will tell you to stand up. Don't worry about that. Look at me and let me love you. Because he loves you more than you will ever know. Pray for the grace to receive that love.